Well, hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. This podcast is an opportunity for the preachers of First Family Church to share some extra insights, applications, or just takeaways that they gained as they prepared to preach at our services on Sunday morning at First Family Church in Ankeny, Iowa. And so it was my pleasure this past Sunday to open God's Word with our body and to share from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 22. And it's interesting and beautiful text, as I mentioned on Sunday, of 14 imperatives that brothers and sisters in Christ are meant to do to each other, for each other, in order to establish peace in the body and to build up the body. And there's three main categories of imperatives that we shared on Sunday. So we talked about how we're supposed to care for the vulnerable. We're supposed to worship constantly together. And then we're supposed to long for the Holy Spirit's empowerment or help. And those are the three categories that establish peace in the church and allow brothers and sisters to be built up. Well, as I was studying, there was a supplemental text that I benefited from greatly as I was preparing and studying. And I just didn't have the time to read through it and to dissect it with the congregation on Sunday. So I thought this would be just a helpful reminder. It's the same idea. Actually, it's even the same author. Paul once again repeats these same words. And so if you take the themes that we discussed and read through your New Testament, you will see how common the theme is of caring for one another, worshiping together, and longing for the Holy Spirit's empowerment. You'll see that theme repeated over and over again, which proves its importance. So let me just read for you Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. And I want you just to, it pretty much will be an echo of what we read in 1 Thessalonians 5. So Romans 15, 1 through 6 says this: "Now we who are strong have an obligation to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not to please ourselves. Each one of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself. On the contrary, as it is written, 'The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me.' For whatever was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that we may have hope through endurance and through the encouragement from the Scriptures. Now may the God who gives endurance and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ with one mind and with one voice." I hope you caught it, because for sure it was super evident to me. Those three same points that Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5 are again emphasized in Romans chapter 15. You see the obvious state that they're in every church are some that are strong, or as we worded on Sunday, stable, and then there are some that are weak. And it's the strong's obligation to care for those that are weak in order to build them up. And he even says that this is creates peace. This is beneficial for the church body. It talks about how we receive from God, I believe he's referencing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of endurance and encouragement, that he gives us his strength so that we can demonstrate the Holy Spirit's power in our lives to others. And ultimately, he says, it's all of this is communal. These are things that the church does together. It was written for our instruction, that we receive this communally together. And so in verses 1 through 6 of Romans 15, you see just Paul urging the church to live together, to care for one another, to worship together, and the dependence we have on the Holy Spirit in order to build up the body. And so allow Romans 7 to just be a helpful echo of what we heard on Sunday, of the need for the church to live in harmony and bearing with one another for the sake of the body. Church, I just want to lastly end with the same encouragements I gave you on Sunday. So let me just echo the application. Number one is, are you in the body of Christ? Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? Is He your Lord and Savior? Have you been forgiven? If not, please listen to Romans 15, which this last reminder, it was Christ who was willing to receive insult and was willing to die for your sins. Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? The second one is, church family, brothers and sisters, are you actively involved in the body of believers? Or is church just an event you attend sometimes? You have been adopted into this family. It is your responsibility and your privilege to be actively involved. I invite you to join us in actively serving and engaging in the fellowship of the believers. And lastly, you can't do this without the Holy Spirit's help. So long for that. Ask for that. Beg for His power, so that you could be a blessing to others. He will grant you the strength, the encouragement, the words to say, insights you don't have. He will do that so that you can be a blessing to others to build up the body. So just wanted to bring one more supplemental scripture to you from our text in 1 Thessalonians 5. So allow Romans 15 to again echo in your ears the beautiful reminder of what the church was meant to be. And I eagerly invite you to be a part of it actively. If we can help in any way, let us know. Church family, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Have a great week. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.